Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, you've been looking at the first sort of baseline reports from the campaigns showing where they're getting their money, what they're doing with it, et cetera. And what do these numbers show? They're sort of a baseline for the campaign.
Right. So Republican nominee Larry Hogan has about $2.4 million in the bank. That's a whole lot more than Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown does. He's the Democratic candidate. Brown has about $760,000 in the bank. Now, comparing these two numbers is a little bit of apples and oranges, and it's probably a very temporary situation. Hogan is doing public campaign financing. So he got
most of this money came from the state. That's the point.
All of this money came from the state. So he got this big injection, $2.6 million, right after the primary ended. And that is basically all that he can raise and spend for this election cycle.
He had basically smelled the coffee and realized, or thought he realized, that he was not going to get a lot of outside contributions, so he needed to take the state money.
Exactly. Brown, on the other hand, because he's doing the more traditional route, raising money and then spending it.
And thinks his prospects for raising a lot of money are great.
He does, and it's probably reasonable. I mean, this is a guy who raised and spent like $9 million just for the primary election, which is way more than anybody else was able to raise.
So we don't really know what this says about where the candidates stand in this race.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, the Republican Party is out with a new poll that shows that Hogan is just a few percentage points behind Brown in the race. Hogan's campaign has an old poll saying a similar thing, you know, and they are singing it from the rooftops and they want everybody to know. But there hasn't been a poll coming out that is more reliable.
Well, one of the reasons they do this is they want funders in the state, outside the state, to think it's a competitive race and to invest some money in the outcome.
And I have gotten a ton of emails from Hogan's campaign that he has sent out to all of his supporters that say, here's the box that you click if you want to donate money. And so it's all about that. And it's about showing people that Hogan really could be a challenger to Brown.
Where can he go? Where can the candidates go now for money? We think Brown can get to the high roller Democrats who are willing to put some money on this race because they think he'll win. But what about Mr. Hogan?
So Hogan can raise money for the Republican Party. The Republican Party, you know, earlier this month set up this Hogan Victory Fund to bring in money to support him. I mean, so far, their fundraising has been pretty anemic. They have like $24,000 in the bank right now. Not going to sway anything. But, you know, if they can drum up support for Hogan and reach out to their base, they might be able to bring some money in for him. Hogan can do fundraisers for them, and they can coordinate the spending of about $1.8 million on the party side. But this is money that Hogan's campaign wouldn't control. The Republican Party would control. So, you know.
Well, these, again, are straws in the wind. We don't really know what they mean. But if you look at them, and it looks like the party is not raising a lot more money on its own. I mean, that's an indication, again, of what the funders from outside Maryland think about this race.
And when it comes to funders from outside the state, you got to think about the fact that the National Republican Party is looking at a lot of races across the country that they think they have a tougher fight in.
Okay, Chris, good. Thanks for being with us.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.